Heiligkreuz Münster. Heiligkreuz, or Holy Cross, Rottweil's main Catholic church, which was elevated to the status of a minster in 1950, stands in a prominent position on a wide, quiet square. Trees provide shade, and opposite the main portal there's a fountain splashing water. Until about 1570, the graveyard used to be here. And where the benches stand today, framed by a modest wall, there used to be an ossuary where the bones of the dead were piled up after a certain length of time in graves. The origins of Heiligkreuz date back to the year 1122, when a Romanesque church stood on this site. And it is here that Bernard of Clairvaux was believed to have sermonized on the crusade to the Holy Land. 100 years later, the three-nave Heiligkreuzkirche in late Romanesque style was erected. What is now left are the three lower floors of the tower, with its arched gate and Romanesque friezes, as well as two early Gothic arches in the central nave of the tower and the Romanesque west portal. In 1400, the characteristic high Gothic choir towering the nave was added. The nave, a late Gothic stepped hall with typical Swabian buttresses, was only completed in the 16th century. Take a closer look at the south nave, with its key and bracket stones and the baptistry. What strikes the eye here is a beautiful girl's head with blonde hair and a huge goiter. In the late Middle Ages, the symbol of sexual desire and hedonism. A late medieval saying goes like this: a horny head rests on a full goiter. Even the devil comes into play here, as misshapened figures were associated with the devil. In keeping with the spirit of the times, the church was embellished in Baroque style after the Thirty Years' War. In the Great Fire of 1696, Heiligkreuz was also severely damaged. While the tower was burning, the bells were melting and falling down. The entire roof truss was on fire. In the hasty reconstruction of the tower, people used wood with varying amounts of residual moisture. Looking up at the spire today, you will recognize the lopsided construction with a deviation of about 1.30 meters from the center. In the course of the latest renovation in 2017, it would have been possible to realign the tower hood, but the leaning tower has become a characteristic element of the townscape. Already in 1697, five new bells were cast, of which the biggest one, the Dreifaltigkeitsglocke or Trinity Bell, has survived and is rung every day. The broadest part of the bell has a diameter of 163 centimeters and weighs 2.8 tons. What's more, in 1700, the church received new pews with inventive designs at each end. No two motifs are alike. The rich variety of reliefs include the Fool's Mother, a character of the Swabian carnival, flowers, animals, coats of arms, and saints. An Easter bunny was added at a later stage. The Baroque pulpit supported by a lion is also worth seeing. In 1840, Heiligkreuz was thoroughly Gothicized. The architect responsible was none other than the old master of historicism, Karl Alexander Heideloff. He was awarded the title of a royal conservator by the Bavarian king Ludwig I. The construction of the fairy tale castle Liechtenstein near Reutlingen was based on his plans. Karl Alexander Heideloff had the Baroque interior of the church removed. Then he scoured the art market for high-quality sacred art from the Gothic and Renaissance period. The colorful choir windows that Heideloff ordered from Nuremberg porcelain painters date from this time and depict the life of Christ impressively. The crucifix above the altar, dating back to 1515, had long been attributed to Veit Stoss, and presumably it must have been created in his circle. The rear southern side chapel, the Nepomukskapelle, is the spot where the Rottweil guilds store their lanterns. On major holidays like Ascension Day and Corpus Christi, they are still carried through the town in solemn processions, and also once a month in a procession in the church during a small devotional service. In 2017, the church was thoroughly restored. Centuries-old soot on altars, walls, and ceilings was removed. Now light is mirrored again in the gold, and art lovers will delight in viewing all the figures, coats of arms, grotesque faces, and saints. It's best you bring your opera glasses to get a good look.